Arrive alive. Foresight or farsight? Tragedy strikes once every 10 minutes on American highways. 5 motorists die each hour amid twisted steel and shattered glass. Automobile accidents snuff out more than 800 lives every week and approximately 42,000 annually. Dry statistics, you say? Perhaps. But that doesn't keep the odds from stacking up against you. Listen. The present accident rate marks 85% of all Americans for vehicle injury or death. So statistics can't be dismissed lightly after all. Driving is grim business these days. Maybe you arrive. Maybe you don't. Maybe you meet friends at your journey's end. Maybe you meet God. Foresighted travelers practice safety. Farsighted travelers prepare also for eternity. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Keys to life. You have the keys in hand? Fine. Here's hoping you'll drive by the rules of the road. You have too much to lose by charging at the word yield. You have too much to lose by taking it out on the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. You have too much to lose by playing American roulette, passing on a hill or curve. You have too much to lose by reading slow where the sign says stop. The slogan says, "The life you save may be your own," but the "may" keeps it from being a guarantee. Human error also rides behind the wheel. Safety experts estimate a motorist averages at least one mistake every 2 miles he drives. Suppose the highway throws you a curve and you miss. What about that meeting with God? You hold the key to the crucial question. The Bible says in John 3:15, "Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." The life you save can be your own. Maps or instinct? Do you take to maps, utilizing mazes of red lines to find your way? Or do you prefer following a hunch, playing it by ear, relying on your instinct for general directions? If so, you know the hard facts about getting lost, driving miles in the wrong direction, arriving at the wrong place. Following a hunch ends in squandered time and lost opportunities. Seasoned travelers follow reliable directions to assure arrival. The hunch system is too risky for destinations that matter. You agree? You may be following a highway map to a vacation spot. You may be driving toward your final destination, the end of life. Are you following life's only reliable map, God's Word? Or are you hunching your way into eternity? "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death," Proverbs 16:25. Which road? Your choice. The United States highway system boasts 3,951,000 miles of roads. Some are crooked and narrow, strung between rural villages. Others, huge interstate systems, span the country. Dirt or paved, toll or free, highway or superhighway, each leads to places not reached by others. Is your destination a major city? The road ending at the village dump is a poor choice. To arrive, choose the right road. Life's destination, too, depends on the road you choose. The Bible says, "Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Matthew 7:13 and 14. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14:6. Choose this way. Arrive alive. The way to life. Get off the broad way of sin. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." Turn around. Change directions. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." Get on the way to life. Confess your faith in Christ. Romans 10:9, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Don't detour. Stay on the high road to heaven. Revelation 22:14 says, "Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city."
Thank you.